This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases across the globe has crossed the 2 million mark. That's according to data from the U.S.'s Johns Hopkins University. The number of deaths nearing 130,000. In Europe, France's death toll from the virus has surpassed 15,000 people, making it the fourth country to do so. Two others included Italy and Spain. While France continues to extend lockdown measures, Italy and Spain are among several European nations that have started to ease strict lockdowns. In the western U.S., the governor of the state of California said he will only consider lifting lockdown orders when the number of hospitalizations decline for at least 2 weeks. The World Health Organization's Secretary General says he regrets U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to withhold funding from the organization. President Trump made the announcement during his daily press briefing on Tuesday, saying his administration will now do a review of the WHO's role in the coronavirus crisis. The president has repeatedly criticized the UN Health Agency for being too lenient on China, where the novel coronavirus first emerged last year. At a briefing in Geneva Wednesday, WHO Director General Tedros Ghebreyesus said the U.S. has been a long-standing and generous donor to the organization. He hopes they will continue to be in the future. He said the WHO is still assessing the impact of Trump's decision and will try to fill the gaps with the help of other partners. The United States is WHO's largest single donor, contributing between $400 million and $500 million annually. We have more stories for you on voanews.com. You can go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. India announced Wednesday it plans to allow manufacturing and farming activity to resume in rural areas on April 20th. A nationwide lockdown remains in place until early next month. U.S. retail sales have suffered during the coronavirus pandemic. The country's Commerce Department said on Wednesday retail sales plunged 8.7% in March, the biggest decline since the government started tracking in 1992. The virus outbreak has depressed demand for a range of goods, setting up consumer spending for its worst decline in decades. European markets reversed course Wednesday after 2 days of gains. This comes as growing optimism about the trend of the coronavirus pandemic was tempered with news of the mounting death toll. Financial markets had rallied over the past 2 days over cautious optimism over a decline of new infections and deaths in some countries. But Tuesday saw an increase in deaths and new COVID-19 cases in Britain, France, some Eastern European countries, Sweden, Japan, and the United States. South Korea has held the first nationwide election since the coronavirus pandemic began, and President Moon Jae-in's ruling party is projected to win the parliamentary election on Wednesday. Reuters citing exit polls for the projection. Voters cast their ballots wearing masks and under strict precautions. Wednesday's vote has largely been viewed as a referendum on Moon, who has been viewed favorably as he oversaw an effective response to COVID-19. A ruling majority in parliament would help Moon to push through his agenda in his final 2 years in office. An International Monetary Fund executive told Reuters Tajikistan has applied for the IMF's emergency financing. That makes it the second Central Asian nation to do so amid the global crisis prompted by the novel coronavirus outbreak. It has been 1 year since the famous Notre Dame Cathedral burned in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron has pledged the landmark will be fully restored in 5 years. In a video statement on his Twitter account, Macron said everything would be done to rebuild Notre Dame in 5 years, just as he promised last year. A year later, and restoration has been halted due to the coronavirus lockdown. The blaze gutted the interior and toppled the spire of the medieval landmark. German prosecutors announced Wednesday the arrest of 4 Islamic State members accused of planning attacks against U.S. military sites in Germany. A statement said the group had guns and ammunition needed for their attacks, along with some materials for building explosive devices. You can read this full story on voanews.com. This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Liz Pelka.